We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Wednesday at 8:30. Schultzy is out. Was he in Boston at a wedding?
Yes. He's at Harvard.
Did he slim down like Will Ortner's doing for his wedding he's got to go to? They got Dutch brothers in Boston.
I hope
they've
not.
Dunkin', dude. They're Dunkings.
I hope he's just slamming crab and lobster over there.
Dude, he's slamming McDanks and Dunkin' Donuts. You know,
soft shell. Dutch brothers. Okay.
Do they have Dutch brothers?
I don't think
they
have Dutch brothers.
32 ounce. Oh, he brought it with.
I think Dutch Bros stops right around Nashville.
32 ounce. Some soft shell crab.
Let's go.
That Delaware River runoff crab.
So we got Will Ortner sitting in, and without further ado, we turn it over to our favorite fill-in producer, Mr. William Ortner of Hawkinson.
Fair foul number one, Anthony Rendon. He said baseball is not a top priority for him. Fair or foul? This is the most epic display of quiet quitting of all time.
In sports or of all time?
Ever. You, like, this is counting Janice from HR, who just decided that she is not going to do any work unless she absolutely has to.
Sounds like my previous job.
I was going to say, very timely.
Very timely on this.
On this. I'm going to say fair, because I can't remember any instances outside of this in sports.
Manny Ramirez had some interesting ones.
No, he's fine. He's a Hall of Fame career. He just, you know, got popped a couple times. I'm with Joe.
I would say the closest is DeAndre Ayton when he got his max contract.
When it snowed in Portland, he was like, yo, dude, I'm not coming.
He's like, I'm not doing this.
I made it in here.
It was before he got his second contract, but he said, I'm trying to get to my second contract, which is basically like, get me my payday, and then I'm done. So I'm going to say fair, because that was close, but it wasn't after he got paid.
I'm going to say fair, even though there's probably something out there better. I'm going to say fair to it, because Anthony Rendon, you have now catapulted to the top of you're the biggest joke in the league. Like, you are trash, and you should go home. In fact, if I was the Angels, I would send him home. Artie Moreno's not that smart. He runs that team terribly. But if I ran that team and I know your contract is guaranteed and you can't play more than 30 games, dude, kick rocks. Just get out of here.
Bye. Get gone.
Just cut him. And if somebody else wants to sign him, cool. Good for them. They can waste their money.
Fair foul number two.
I just want to thank God. Shut up, dude. Go play baseball.
Fair enough. Fair foul number two. The Nike Fanatics MLB jerseys. They are universally hated. Because their pants are see-through.
Hot.
And, well, you know.
Hey, you can see through my pants.
Hey,
I don't care.
There you go.
And, shame.
You know, the names, they're a little off. Verlander looks like a rainbow. Fair foul. These are the worst uniforms ever, and I'm including your Little League team.
Ooh, you know, I will say, I'll start this off. I'll say foul on this. I really hated the, like, T-shirt jerseys the NBA was doing for a while.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas.
I really hated those. Like, I don't want to wear a basketball jersey because although I tan well, I'm fat, so I don't take my top off. So it's, like, blistering white.
Yeah.
And I don't have muscles. So, like, the tank of the, like, I'm a Scherzy guy. I am not a jersey guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Scherzy guy in basketball. When they tried to do the shirts, I was like, this is going to be great. And it was terrible.
I'm going to say foul because Adidas for a while was making some absolutely horrendous college football jerseys.
The OSU sports bras.
And not so much like material-wise or, you know, like comfortability-wise. It was just the designs were god-awful.
Yeah.
And I believe that's now like there's only like three teams.
Not much. Under Armour had some bad ones too. Russell had some bad ones.
So I'm going to say foul. Dude, go
Cougs, Russell Athletic, baby. Let's roll. Let's roll. I love to see.
Yeah, and what's unfortunate is I don't think anything is going to get fixed anytime soon for MLB.
Major League Baseball could protest and... Players Union could step up and say, yo, dude, this is unacceptable.
They already are, basically, but...
You got time.
You're too close to the season. I don't think anything's going to happen.
Fair foul number three, getting into some uncharted territory. Well, it does seem like expansion is going to be happening in the nearish future. I think Jeff Passan was saying sometime early 2030s. Right now, Portland doesn't seem to be one of the top landing spots. It seems like they want one team in the East, one team in the West, and Portland certainly doesn't seem to be that team. Fair or foul, Portland can get themselves back into being one of the top two cities by the time expansion is decided upon.
Well, the benefit is, I was talking with Brandon Sprague about this morning, and it's kind of like the college football playoff and like the landscape of college football. Like, guys, we know you're going to leave the NCAA, right? We know you're going to do your own thing, so just go do it now. I don't know why there's all this ticker tape parade and why you got to draw this stuff out. In Major League Baseball, look, we know you're going to add two teams. Get the stadiums built right now. Let's do it right now. Why are we waiting for 5 years? But what I will say, 5 years does open the door for Portland to get back on track. But to echo Jason Sukanik's thoughts on this at about, 5:30 today on primetime, this is the first time that I'm out. I'm a foul on this. I think we hosed ourselves. We were in the front, and we as a city have...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Completely bundled this. Like, we have messed this up. Like, get your hands on the dump button. We have screwed this up so bad. Like, that's how I feel. Like, the city of Portland, the fans, like, everybody. It's just so much bitching and complaining with no solutions and just being mad about 217 traffic. Like, we sound like people that don't want baseball. And guess what? Nashville wants baseball. Charlotte wants baseball. Salt Lake City wants baseball. We don't look like that. And for the first
time... Billings, Montana probably wants it.
And for the first time, for a man that owns a Portland Diamond Project hat, a bumper sticker, t-shirts, that was all in, I love Portland Diamond Project, but I'm out. I'm out. We missed it. And yeah. I think it's more on the city than the Diamond Project.
Yeah, I'm foul on this as well. When you got Jeff Passan writing a big-ass article about... expansion, and the only mention of Portland is at the very end, yeah. About like this little blurb about, oh yeah, here's maybe some other cities that might be, but when they're using terms like leapfrogged,
yeah,
and jumped over, Salt Lake has it's just,
and Salt Lake's now like, hey, we'll host the A's.
Hope you're happy.
Yeah, we got you.
Hope you're happy, Portland. We're just going to sit and stay as we are and just be, you know, like, oh, it's cool. And, we don't want anything nice.
And don't get it twisted. The NFL sees this. Not that I ever thought we had a chance at a team, but the NFL sees this. This is why we don't get all-star games. I mean, part of it is hotels and where the Moda Center is located, but geographically. There's a lot of factors that go into that. But even if Portland goes, hey, we haven't had one, like it's our turn, they're like, I don't know, man. Your viewership for the Blazers is down 50%. You can't figure out your TV deal.
Well,
you
also,
said no to the NHL.
You said no to the NHL. You were first in line for baseball, and now you're fifth in line. You know, you got a disaster ownership situation in the Timbers, which is one of the most fan-loved teams in the entire league.
Well, also the NBA.
We look bad from a sports standpoint. We look so bad.
The NBA and their media partners really take a dump on any market that isn't Los Angeles, New York, or Miami, essentially.
Right. Like, yes, but when you look at some of the other sports towns, they live and breathe it. Like, the Lions have sucked forever, and fans go every single week, and they sell out. And I know it's football, and it's a little bit apples to oranges, right, when it comes to football to basketball, but there is a thing about Portland where it's not really a sports town. We like sports. We don't love sports.
Right.
Sports isn't a part of our life.
Timbers are the best example. Like, I have friends all the time that come to me. They're like, Patrick, like, you fill in shows. You've got your own show. Like, you are diehard Timbers. You watch EPL religiously, Champions League, etc.
Why don't you see Mo Salah by the other day by chance?
Yeah, of course I did. He didn't play today though, but
he's looking. He didn't need to.
And people ask, you know, why aren't you talking more soccer? And it's like, look, the people that are diehard Timbers fans in this town, they're Timbers fans. They're not sports fans. Mm-hmm. They're going home, and on the way home, they're listening to NPR or 94.7. You know, the Timbers are their sports outlet. Mm-hmm. This town, we, as what we do here at 1080, and this is no shout to our listeners, our dedicated listeners, we, at times, I feel, are in the minority. Yeah. Because there's transplants everywhere in this town. So there's no, like, reason, you know? If you grew up a Clippers fan and they suck and they're still kind of, like, weird now, why would you be a Blazer fan? If you came from Kansas City, like, why would you be a Blazer fan?
Well, I also think the problem is where we're at geography-wise. Like, there's so much for us to do.
It's kind of the Miami argument.
There is nothing to do in Cleveland. There is nothing to do in Cincinnati. You have to care about sports. Otherwise, you realize that you live in a double Y.
Yeah. You want to die.
NBA Finals, sucks. Game 5? Well, I'll be at South Beach. I'll get there by the second quarter.
It's winter. You can get to the mountain and you can snow or skiboard. True. In the summer, you can get to the ocean. You want to get on the river? Whatever. We live in too nice of a spot.
I don't know. I'm sick of this city having a loser mentality that we don't think we deserve anything nice, and that, you know, I understand we have problems. Every major city has problems. But even, like, the idea of, like, hey, let's build a skate park at where a homeless camp used to be. No!
No, please don't do that.
What? That's preposterous. There's just going to be tents there in a week. It's like there were already tents there last year, and we took them out. Now we want a skate park, and that's not even good enough. It's like, how about a baseball team, a baseball stadium with jobs and apartments and condos, construction and all the... No! There's an ice rink at Lloyd Center.
Well, we'll see if we still got a job here and 5 years when this all goes down.
One more thing about the Passan article is he referenced, like, the media market sizes of Nashville and Salt Lake. Mm. He said that they were, I believe, like 28th and 29th,
yep,
respectively.
We're bigger.
Portland is a
22nd, I believe.
22nd, 23rd. Yeah. It is above those two cities as far as media market goes. Yeah. So apparently we don't deserve it, though.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single week. Shout out to Will Ordner for sitting in. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. 1080 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.